Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, the first wine that I ever really took seriously and kind of studied was Beaujolais. Very, very good starting place.
It is a good starting
and
place.
And I never got tired of it.
Well, you know, I don't know exactly why, but for some reason, I always develop a taste for Beaujolais in the fall.
Yeah?
Maybe it's because these lighter style reds are the perfect transition from summer whites to more full-bodied reds for the winter. I'm not sure. But this time of year, I always enjoy a slightly chilled, and that chilled is good, glass of Beaujolais as I watch the leaves change and we get a wee nip in the air. Anyway, Beaujolais is a sub-region in Burgundy known principally for Gamay-based red wines.
Right.
There are several quality designations from the annual Nouveau production to straight Beaujolais, to Beaujolais Village, and ultimately the designated cru wines, which are named for the specific villages where the wine originates. I had the opportunity to try three, and really all of them were really good examples.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. First, from importer Kermit Lynch, and that actually is very prominent on the label, was the 2023 Beaujolais from Domaine de Peuble, and we will put this on the website, folks, simply labeled Beaujolais. This was a superb wine made from 50 to 100-year-old vines, multi-layered, almost plump on the palate. The wine is rounded and accessible, with berry and violet aromas, extremely easy drinking, and a pretty good value at $19.99.
Oh, good. Yeah,
yeah. It's a pretty good deal. Next, from producer Pierre-Marie Schirmette, was the 2023 Origine, i.e. original of the style, Origine Beaujolais. Mm-hmm. This wine was a bit tight when I first opened it. Thankfully, after a couple of hours, it really opened up. Deep garnet, berry and floral aromas with a hint of pepper. It was almost juicy on the palate with silky tannins and a medium finish. For $21.99, you can get a great example of what makes Beaujolais just such a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I tried the 2023 Château de Courcelles Brouilly. Brouilly is one of the cru Beaujolais.
Yeah.
So in theory, it's sort of the top tier for the region. Anyway, this is bright ruby in color. The generous nose features forward red fruits and, again, floral notes. It's refined yet easy to drink, and the website suggests pairing with roast duck breast with cherries, which to me sounds like a splendid idea.
It really does.
Yes. A truly spectacular value at $17.99.
Wow.
Yeah, for a cru Beaujolais. I thought that was dynamite. Beaujolais seemed to sort of drift into sort of a funk of the mass-produced, uninteresting wines in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. But in the last 10 or 15 years, it seems as if the region is really getting back on track using traditional methods. So I'm actually very encouraged that Beaujolais is really beginning to deliver. If I had to pick one, it's the Pierre-Marie Schirmette Origine at $21.99. Just give it time to open up, and I think you'll see why it's my wine of the week.
Oh, Hugh, that sounds really good, and it do sound like good bargains.
Absolutely.
And I love Beaujolais. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.